Time once again for a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack. Hope you're nice and cozy.
I'm cozy as can be, Denny, and I hope you're the same way.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a rather chilly day today, but what's on our agenda today?
Well, I thought we'd talk a little bit generally about Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays because the concentration and the main focus is really food. And, of course, being thankful for your bounty, you celebrate by having some food. And before I get into all the other things we're going to talk about, I always get recipes or get requests for that basting recipe. And even though I cited it last week, I got at least 25 emails. Would I repeat it? So I'm going to repeat it. It's a simple base for turkey. It's orange juice, wine, and butter. Equal parts, 3 ounces of orange juice, 3 ounces of dry white wine, 3 ounces of melted butter, and the last few years I've been putting in a tablespoon of orange zest. The zest from the orange peel, it's pretty easy to zest it. You just scrape off the peel and put that in there, and it adds a very, very kind of continental, pretty easy to zest it. You just scrape off the peel and put that in there, and it adds a very, very kind of continental flavor to your turkey. It's a simple base, and you do it 2 or 3 times, and that recipe gives you about 10, 12 ounces, which is enough to do that 2 or 3 times. Again, orange juice, wine, and butter, equal parts of each, a tablespoon of orange zest, and you're off to the races. But anyhow, speaking of that, there's so many good things you can have with turkey, and I'm going to concentrate on one, but before I do that, I thought I'd mention some of the others. I'm a big fan of Tavel Rosé, and Tavel is an area of the Rhone Valley that produces nothing but rosé. It's a very dry rosé. It's a rosé, I always tell people, made for red wine drinkers. If you like a Provence rosé and that's your favorite, chances are you aren't going to like a Tavel too much because it has a lot of body and a lot of forcefulness to it. But it happens to go just beautifully with turkey. And turkey, you know, by itself is a wonderful meat because it's sort of neutral. But at Thanksgiving, we have so many side dishes with it that you have to take all that into consideration when you're picking a wine to go with it, I believe. And Tavel fills the bill there very nicely. Royal Tavel is one that we have that I've been very, very fond of. It goes back a long, long time. And it would be a nice rosé if you want to have a rosé. The other wines, of course, Pinot Noir goes extraordinarily well with a turkey dinner. And there's one from California called Provenera. It's very, very modestly priced. I think it's only about $12 or $13 a bottle. And it is just delicious, and it would be perfect with your turkey meal if you'd like a red wine. I think Cabernets are a little too much spine to them. They're a big wine, Cabernet, whereas Pinot Noir is more flowery, more open, more accessible, and goes better with turkey. And again, the side dishes are so important. Another one of Pinot Noirs is something called Second Growth from Willamette Valley in Oregon. It's a wonderful Pinot Noir. Won't, again, break the bank. It's under $20, and it's a delicious wine to have. And let's not forget Nouveau Beaujolais. Nouveau Beaujolais came out Thursday of this week. It's wonderful wine. Bear in mind, it's quaffing wine. Nouveau is not to be sipped and savored, and people say, oh, analyze it. No. It's a joyous wine. It's a quaffing wine. It's a wine that you just want to gulp down and enjoy. And, of course, that's what the holiday is all about. So I think Nouveau goes extraordinarily well with turkey and all the fixings. Another good one is a little better, a little bigger, is Morgon from Beaujolais. Again, that's under $20. It's a wonderful bottle of wine. And if you prefer a Pinot Noir from France, why not Marchand or Bouchard's Bourgogne Rouge? That's their low-end Pinot Noir, but they're delicious and very, very approachable, would be just perfect. And let's not forget a wine that really goes with everything, and that's champagne. And I was able to make a wonderful buy on Charles Heidsieck champagne. In fact, Charles Heidsieck it was called Champagne Charlie. And he was an interesting guy from Champagne. He decided that his champagne company, he would go after the new American market. Now, mind you, this is in about 1840, 1850, just prior to the Civil War. And he came to the United States to sell his champagne. And he was an amusing chap, and so they called him Champagne Charlie instead of just Charles Heidsieck. And Champagne Charlie, wherever he went, was the life of the party. He always brought this wonderful sparkling wine, etc. And he was really the toast of the United States. They made a song about him in a musical called Champagne Charlie. And again, of course, the Civil War intervened. He was accused of being a Southern spy. He went to jail. Napoleon and Abraham Lincoln both vouched for him and they let him out of jail. He came back to the United States after the Civil War and still promoted his wine. So Champagne Charlie has an American connection. It's French Champagne. Charles Heidsieck was his name. It's a fascinating story about Champagne Charlie. The music was great, and the show that traveled around the United States was quite a hit. He was an interesting guy. Now we'll talk about what is my absolute favorite all-time wine to have with Thanksgiving dinner, and that's a wine called Vouvray. Vouvray comes from the Loire Valley in France, and it's 100% Chenin Blanc. Chenin Blanc is a white grape type, produces wines with high acidity. And in Vouvray, they make sparkling wine, they make bone dry wine, and they make dessert wines with a high degree of sugar to them, excuse me, that are very, very popular in France. In fact, some of those old Vouvrays that are really harvested after there's been noble rot on the grapes, and the grapes are raisin-like, and they make a sweet wine, Vouvray, that can be $50, $75 a bottle, but it'll last 20, 30, 40 years. It's just like a sauterne almost. But for our purposes, all we want to talk about is the Vouvray that is the straight Chenin Blanc, the straightforward Vouvray. Vouvray Lely is the name of one that I like very much. There's a little softness in the Vouvray, and that's, I think, very important, because when you're talking about a Thanksgiving dinner, we're not just talking about Thanksgiving and stuffing and the gravy. We're talking about all sorts of side dishes, and most of those side dishes are decidedly sweet. And turkey itself is a sweet meat. So the soft edge of Chenin Blanc is so much better than something like Chardonnay to have with a meal. The Vouvray is really a wonderful choice, and Chenin Blanc is a unique grape. In fact, Chenin Blanc, believe it or not, while it's a French grape type, and it's from the Loire Valley in France, and they produce about 1 million bottles of Vouvray a year in the area, etc., its biggest market is South Africa, where it's sold as Chenin Blanc and also as something called Steen, S-T-E-E-N. And they think that the Chenin Blanc grape was introduced by the French Huguenots when they were expelled from France. A lot of them went to South Africa, and they brought their plant cuttings with them, and Chenin Blanc became a very, very popular grape type in South Africa, and thus it also became popular in Australia, etc. And it's like I say, it's high acidity. It ripens quickly. The Loire is, of course, one of my favorite places in France. It's so beautiful. Up and down that Loire River are nothing but these fabulous castles, and they have wonderful soft foods and easy life. And, of course, everybody has heard of Anjou pears. Well, they came from Anjou, which is the Anjou Blanc is a Chenin Blanc also. And a very approachable wine. But meanwhile, Vouvray, in my opinion, is the wine that really would go just best with the Thanksgiving dinner. It's easy, it's approachable, etc. Of course, it's a white wine, and I think it's always a good idea, particularly if you're having a lot of guests in, to have two wines, a white and a red, when you're having Thanksgiving meal. So there's some choices. But if you really want a perfect marriage, in my opinion, of food and wine, you'll want to try Vouvray with your turkey meal. Again, it'll go well with that turkey and the dressing, and it'll also not be too bad with those sour or marshmallow-covered yams. Would be good with the Vouvray as well. And it's really hard, when you think about it, to pick a wine that would go with something as sweet as marshmallow-covered sweet potatoes and a turkey with a sage dressing. But Vouvray accomplishes that. It's a really unique wine, and if you try it, you'll like it, and you'll keep it in your repertoire. It isn't good for all times, but it's certainly a great wine to have, in my opinion, with a turkey dinner. And then, again, those other wines, to repeat a little bit here, if you want a rosé, I'd suggest Royal Tavel. It's very, very good. If you're going to have a Pinot Noir, Provenira Pinot Noir from California, or Second Growth Pinot Noir from Willamette Valley in Oregon is terrific. And if you want a Beaujolais, Nouveau is great. It's, again, a quaffing wine. This Nouveau this year is really very good, but I should caution everybody, between the greatest Nouveau Beaujolais ever made and the worst, there's about a hair's breadth of difference. The wine is made so young and so youthful that Nouveau Beaujolais is always easy to drink, etc., and there generally is not any huge difference in the vintages. So it's made to be drunk this year. Drink it this year. Try drinking it with Thanksgiving dinner. I think you'll be pleased. And don't forget, it's a wine that you don't want to wax on about, but you want to quaff and sip and gulp it and enjoy it. And then, of course, Champagne Charlie, that Charles Heidsieck, could be a nice wine to go with your holiday feast. And, you know, champagne gets overlooked. It really does go very, very well with food. That crisp acidity of champagne balanced with the sparkling really can enhance food greatly, in my opinion. And most of us don't even think about drinking champagne with a meal. But with a holiday meal, like you prepare for Thanksgiving, the acidity in the champagne, like Champagne Charlie Heidsieck, is really what you want to have to be that perfect foil for the food. So champagne is something that shouldn't be overlooked. It's a festive wine. I think everybody enjoys a glass now and again. But also, when you think of it with food, try this new Charles Heidsieck, and I don't think you'll be disappointed. But Vouvray, again, to go back to that without trying to bore everybody to death, Vouvray just seems to me to have been made for Thanksgiving dinner. I first had it maybe 55 years ago or so with a Thanksgiving dinner, and I never forgot how well it went with everything. And another thing to think about is Vouvray is a good wine to introduce people to wine with, simply because it has a very soft edge to it that a lot of wines don't have. People say, oh, that's sour, or that's bitter, or, you know, it makes my lips pucker up. Well, there is a little acidity, of course, in Vouvray, but it won't make your lips pucker up because the Chenin Blanc grape, which it's made from, has this soft side to it that's very approachable. So if you want a tip from me, try Vouvray Lelys, Lely, and you won't be disappointed. And again, every one of these wines, including the champagne, are modestly priced, so they won't break the bank, and you'll have a meal that you'll remember and you'll certainly will enjoy if you try these combinations of food and wine, in my opinion, anyway.
And you can find all these, and that Vouvray is excellent with turkey, for sure. You can find everything that Jack talks about right there at any Haskell's location.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to marry wine with food, and you know what? They do it in such a way that it won't break the bank. Believe me, they can pair the wine and without breaking your budget. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington. There's a Haskell's in Excelsior in Faribault, right off of 35. Haskell's Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wines from around the world. Haskell's in Minneapolis has free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com, and you'll open the world of wine through the Internet at Haskell's.com. But don't forget, we do deliver, and Haskell's can make the meal. We can't cook it, but we can make it a success by picking the perfect wine to go with your Thanksgiving dinner. And happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, Jack, and all the good folks at Haskell's. And let's talk next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Thanks very much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.